Another facet to this conflict is playing out here in Guyana. Venezuela's tiny neighbor has been under threat as Venezuela claims sovereignty over approximately two-thirds of the country, along with massive offshore oil reserves. One key in this conflict is the U.S. has major business interests here, with ExxonMobil and other companies developing huge new fields. Washington's security posture may also be aimed at deterring Venezuelan moves against Guyana.
Venezuela doesn't even have any roads that connect it to its neighbor to the east here in Guyana. And the border dispute between the two countries was supposed to have been settled more than 100 years ago. Venezuela never really made much of a fuss about it until 11 billion barrels of oil was discovered offshore. And now Venezuela wants to take over an area of Guyana about the size of Florida. And that's why when Secretary of State Marco Rubio came here in March, he made it very clear to the Venezuelan government, keep your hands off.
There will be consequences for adventurism. There will be consequences for aggressive actions because you have a very difficult challenge on your hands with a dictator that's making illegitimate territorial claims.
Pressed on whether the U.S. would back Guyana militarily, Rubio left little doubt.
It would be a very bad day for the Venezuelan regime if they were to attack Guyana or attack ExxonMobil or anything like that. It would be a very bad day, a very bad week for them.
The Trump administration has a $50 million bounty on Maduro. So while U.S. officials frame the buildup as counter-narcotics, the sheer firepower deployed raises questions whether Washington is preparing to go beyond interdiction and possibly move to oust Nicolas Maduro from power. For certain, the stakes are rising. Whether this confrontation stops at drug enforcement or escalates into regime change may depend on Maduro's next move.